Saint of the Day with Father Anthony Casamento.
Saint Callistus I. Callistus was a slave in the Imperial Roman household. Put in charge of the bank by his master, he lost the money deposited, fled, and was caught. After serving time in prison, he was released to make some attempt to recover the money. Apparently, he carried his zeal too far, being arrested for brawling in a Jewish synagogue. This time, he was condemned to work in the mines of Sardinia. After winning his freedom, Callistus was made superintendent of the public Christian burial ground in Rome, still called the Cemetery of St. Callistus, probably the first land ever owned by the church. The Pope ordained him a deacon and made him his friend and advisor. He was elected Pope by a majority vote of the clergy and laity of Rome, and thereafter was bitterly attacked by the losing candidate, St. Helopolitus, who let himself be set up as the first anti-pope in the history of the church. The schism lasted about 8 years. Hippolytus is venerated as a saint. He was banished during the persecution of 235 and was reconciled to the church. He died from his sufferings in Sardinia. He attacked Callistus on two fronts, doctrine and discipline. Callistus was martyred during a long disturbance in Trastevere, Rome, and is the first pope, except for Peter, to be commemorated as a martyr in the earliest martyrology of the church. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.